Well, Dr. Tim Clinton is joining us, president and founder of the American Association of Christian Counselors, and also Wildfire, the men's conferences. So he joins us every Tuesday and has great topics, and today is yet another huge topic.
We're going to talk about let it go. No, let it go.
Yeah.
Come on, you need to let it go.
Yes. We all have, I think every one of us
can identify
something,
with that.
Has something that we're just hanging on
last
to.
Week, we talked about how stress and anxiety in the holidays just escalates.
Oh, yeah.
About 40% of Americans say they're stressed, but when you add the holiday factor in, an additional 66% say, listen, the holidays bring craziness to our house. According to the APA, top-ranked issues during the holidays, 69% say no time. We're running crazy. 70% say what? No
money.
Money.
Money's
huge. We
don't have
enough money. 79% of Americans say it's the pressure to give and get gifts that makes us all crazy.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is.
Bottom line, we kind of wrapped our hands around this last week. It takes us to a place where we start winding up fighting with people we really care about.
We're so irritable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's interesting, too, is during the holidays, the gap between us, the pain between us, I just wrote down, hey, what's your story? Who's been cruel to you? Who's hurt you? Who's taken maybe advantage of you? Who's told your secret? Who's embarrassed you? Who's lied about you? And the list could go on. You know that. And the pain. And for some, it's about parents with their kids. I know stories of families right now where the children will not let the grandparents see the kids, say, for the holidays.
See the grandchildren, they can't see the grandchildren. Oh.
And it seems to come to light even more during this time.
It is.
Michael, that's exactly what I was saying. During the holidays, all this stuff really blows up, if you will. It magnifies and intensifies. And it hurts. It hurts deeply. Think of those who are going through broken relationships, marriages, and the separation with children. How about how difficult or how different it's going to be? You see, and on it goes. And when you start thinking about it, it makes us crazy. It's really what it does. Let me talk just briefly before our first break about what unforgiveness is. Because today we want to talk about let it go. I want to talk about forgiveness. Well, what's unforgiveness? It's a state of, this is interesting, anger with a history is known as resentment. If resentment goes unchecked, it feeds or leads into then
hatred.
Bitterness and hatred. You're right, Michael. Get to a place where, and there are people who should love each other, just literally bitter towards each other. I refuse. I will never, ever call them. I'll never forgive you for what you've done to me. And the tragedy here is it's filled with hostility, it's anger, it's fear, it's increased stress towards someone else because of what's happened. Here's the great modern-day tragedy of unforgiveness. It's a cancer that doesn't necessarily hurt the person you're mad at, that devours you personally.
You, yeah.
And until you understand that for a moment, you're going to swallow the hurt and the pain and the anger. And you're the person who's going to perpetuate the brokenness in your own life. The message this morning, we're trying to get everybody to swallow this. It's time to let it go.
Francesca Battistelli, you're here, uplifting, encouraging, Spirit FM 721. Good morning, Radio Michael and Linda here.
And Dr. Tim Clinton joining us this morning. Huge topic, very significant topic, let it go.
Great time to let it go, the holiday season. By the way, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
I love this time of the year.
You like our studio?
When I was a kid, we, of course, went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and every day in between.
Sure, yeah. Yes.
But, you know, I was the one who always, back in the day, they would say, hey, raise your hand, pick a song out.
Yeah.
You remember church services like
this? Yes, I do.
And I would be the first to pick a Christmas song.
You would.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Yeah. Because you know why? It's the most wonderful time of the year. There you go. Christmas, as we were saying, also accentuates pain between us. For those, for example, living in homes where it's going to be different this year, you can feel the pain go deeper into your heart. For those who have anger or bitterness or rage against someone else because they've been violated, there's a story there. Somebody's been cruel. They've hurt. They've taken advantage, told a secret. Whatever it is, it's magnified during the Christmas season. And what happens is people then begin to start playing games with each other. And they hold on to it. And here's a tragedy. When you swallow the hurt, when you swallow the anger, ultimately, it really isn't hurting the other person. It's hurting you. It's time to let it go. So we're talking about what unforgiveness is. It's a state of anger, resentment, or bitterness. It's that fear, hatred, or whatever it is toward another person that you're holding tenaciously to, that you need to let it go. Now, what is forgiveness? The flip side of it is it's releasing the hurt. Biblically, the best way to understand it, it's canceling a debt.
Yeah.
I'm no longer going to hold this against you. What's the major problem with that? Why do people struggle so much with that?
Because they don't deserve to be forgiven. The other person doesn't deserve to be forgiven.
And I also think it's pride, too, because a lot of times it's being humble to let it go because you're scared of what people will think of you. Well, I said I would never forgive this person. And once you finally do, you're scared of your perception of other people.
Well, when you start thinking about it, you guys are right. Those are the perceptions we have, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let me just throw out some thoughts for a moment about what forgiveness, how can we better understand? Because I really believe it's one of the most misunderstood concepts in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me say this. Forgiving someone is not a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. Most people think it is. If I forgive you, I'm letting you get away with what you've done to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yes.
Your dad was a scoundrel. He's a rascal. That's exactly, you know, a lot of kids out there hearing all kinds of stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Poison.
About dad or about mom. That's just an example. And I'm not going to let him get away with it. We understand what you're saying, but you still have got to release the hurt. You know that?
Mm.
It does not condone the act.
I think that's the big biggie right there, is if you forgive, you're saying, yes, it was okay what you did.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just forget about it.
Yeah.
Which is not the case.
That would be justice. When you forgive someone, you're not necessarily giving up your right to expect the wrong to be made right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying, though, when I forgive you, I'm going to release it. I'm not going to hold this because what's happening is it's holding inside of me. You see that? And the anger and the resentment are building up inside of me. I've got to let it go because if I don't, it's affecting me. And the danger in that is what? Eventually, if I'm going to, hey, I don't get mad, I get what? Oh, yeah. I get even. I become the epitome of everything I hate when I hold on to unforgiveness. And let me just stop right there. We're going to continue throughout the program. It's time, though, to what?
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Spirit FM, thanks, business partner.
Uplifting, encouraging, Spirit FM, Amy Grant, grown-up Christmas list. It's Michael, Linda, and Dr. Tim this morning at 7:37.
And our topic this morning is a serious one, very important one, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Christmas time again is that season. Well, there's nothing quite like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is that time of the year that accentuates the pain often that goes with us. Yeah, especially in our closest relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And what we're saying today is for those of you who are harboring bitterness in your heart, you've got that anger, that resentment that's built up and it's become bitter toward another person, maybe this is the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is the season just to let it go. You need to. You know why? Because that anger and resentment, that unforgiveness is destroying you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even recognize it.
Yeah.
You're saying, wait a second, shut up. I don't want to hear that. No, I'm being serious. It's eating you up.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one who doesn't see it. Mm-hmm. Part of the challenge with forgiveness is, again, a misunderstanding of what it really is all about. Forgiveness, what we're learning is it's about canceling a debt. It's deciding not to hold on to that grievance, that issue. That's just...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hurt you deeply.
Tearing you apart.
It's not conditional. You don't, quote, grant forgiveness and then take it back. It doesn't mean that you're condoning what they've done to you. We're not saying that at all.
Mm-mm.
We're not saying that it's okay what they've done, you've just decided that you're not going to hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you can't expect them to right the wrong, but ultimately, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You're surrendering it. It doesn't necessarily mean reconciliation, you all.
Mm.
Might want to stop there for a moment.
Think on that.
Mm-hmm. Before I go there, let me say this. Forgiveness only takes one person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It only takes one person to forgive. And get this. Forgiveness is always my responsibility.
And another thing, Tim, we can't wait until we're emotionally there. Pretty much it's an obedience thing with the mind and the decision to do it.
A decision.
Correct? I mean, you can't wait until you're all warm and fuzzy about the situation.
Yeah, if you do that, it'll be
forever.
It'll
never happen. Yeah. It'll never happen.
Yeah. Why should I forgive? Well, I think, first of all, it sets you free to move on with your life. Because if you don't release the hurt here for a moment, you're going to live in this. You're going to be a victim all of your life. You're going to be filled with anger, resentment, and bitterness. You need to let it go.
That one relationship can bounce off to all your relationships.
Mm. Why forgive? It also refuses to let the other person have power over you. Mm-hmm. That's what most people don't see. When you hold on to it, that person still has power over you. Dad, he may be dead and gone 20 years, and you're still holding on to it. It's still affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up our relationship with God. If you look at scripture like Matthew 5, you'll see that when you forgive, okay, it opens up your relationship with your Heavenly Father.
Wow.
It keeps anger and resentment and bitterness from building in your heart and life. Here's a great one. It keeps you from becoming the person who has hurt you.
Ooh.
Now, let me go back to the word reconciliation. Forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean reconciliation. It may involve reconciliation, but in some cases, it may not be possible to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
They may
right.
be gone.
Yeah.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So if it involved reconciliation, then I couldn't forgive, even though Dad's gone.
Mm-hmm.
See that? The other side of it is, it may not necessarily be even reasonable or safe to reconcile with that person because they're still a hurtful person. True?
Right, yes.
Now, ultimately, aren't we called to a ministry of reconciliation? Yes, that's what Scripture calls us to. But going there, that will take not one, but
both parties.
Mm-hmm. Two. Are you starting to get a little gist of what forgiveness is all about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When we come back, I'm just going to give some Scripture about what does it mean? What is God saying to us about letting it go?
Seven 48, Uplifting, Encouraging, Spirit FM. Michael and Linda and Dr. Tim here. John Waller of all places.
And we're talking this morning about letting it go.
Love this time of the year, you guys. Julie, she loves it. You know what? Mm-hmm. Around our house, all day long, the radio's on, and it's all what?
Christmas music.
I love it.
This is the first year you guys have done that too, right?
Yes, the first year. Right after Thanksgiving, we started with Christmas music.
Did you see where ABC Family also is playing 25 Days of Christmas? It's all Christmas movies?
Absolutely.
It
started
is.
With Home Alone.
Yes, and I'm watching, if I can, most of them. If not, I'm recording them.
Yeah. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Frosty, Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, love
Elf.
Them. Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Hey, we're talking about letting it go and why we need to let it go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down a couple of key verses, and I think it comes back to the let it go factor is about my story. You have no idea, Tim. Mm-hmm. And there are people listening, they're driving down the road right now, and you know what they're doing? They're holding on to bitterness. They're holding on to the anger. Tim, if you knew what my dad said to me, you knew what my dad did to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was seated at a restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee, with one of the biggest religious leaders of our day, Pastor. We were alone. He was talking about his dad, and I was talking about my dad. And I was just sharing some fond memories I had about my father. He leaned over the table toward me, got really close to my face, and he said this to me. You know what, Tim? My dad helped save the world, okay? But he never played one game of catch with me as a boy.
Wow.
And then they pressed in closer and said this, my dad never even told me. My dad never even taught me how to shave. Mm. That was my dad.
Mm.
He said, I spent years out there trying to figure out and prove that I was good enough to be his son.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know how many people I hurt, Tim, trying to prove that I was worthy to be his son?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it took me a long time before I understood that it really wasn't me. Mm-hmm. It was about my father.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? And said, when I could recall the hurt and I could see that for a moment, I could then begin to release it. He said, when I found out my dad felt like he wasn't loved by his dad. As a matter of fact, he said to him, my dad was abused by his dad.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And when my dad finally told me that, it changed everything. I was interviewing another pastor on the radio, you all, out of Nashville, Tennessee. He said, today, Tim, I turned 51. So it's the greatest day of my life. I said, how come? We're on live national radio together. A very well-known pastor. He said, today, my dad, who is, by the way, 80, told me for the first time that he loved me.
Mm.
Wow. He said, I feel like I'm 7 years old.
Wow.
You got what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the Word says. First of all, Matthew 6, verse 12 says, if you forgive, then you will be
forgiven.
Matthew 11, 26 says, if you don't forgive, you won't be
forgiven.
Matthew 18:22, Jesus is asked, how many times should we forgive? And his response was, 70 times?
70.
Seven. Well, how often is that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the idea was simply, as many times as necessary is what you do to forgive. How do I do that? How do I let go of the, how do I cancel the debt after what he or she has done? Well, Ephesians 4, verses 30 through 32 teaches us how we can do it. Paul said, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, and forgiving of one another. Why or how? Well, you can do it simply, first of all, by recognizing that, what? You've forgive been, because you've
been forgiven.
You've been forgiven. Mm-hmm. When you really think about your life, you see, and that's what Christmas is all about. It's about the grace and mercy of God, where he sent his son so that we could be
forgiven.
Forgiven. Mm. And when we see how much we desperately need forgiven, then we can forgive. Mm-hmm. And those who, by the way, who love much have forgiven much. You know that? Mm. That's what it's about. Today, I mean, I think the heart of the message, and really, I mean, sitting down listening to the TV shows on ABC Family, or you're watching or listening to music, Christmas music, you realize that that's what the message is all about. Give the gift of forgiveness. Hey, it might turn your life around.